Okay, Simon Kuf Ayin Tess Siftes.
You even
It's
have
not.
Lando on.
What?
We even got Lando tonight.
Oh yeah, wow. So, you said Tess or Hess was starting?
You did
We
test
did
by
test.
accident.
We did that. We have to start it again. We did it last night, but we have to do it again.
Okay, so it's not so Nogea. Not so Nogea. Well, the rest of it is, but then we start with Prusbel. Halacha is a Prusbel. So that's not so Nogea enough for another 5 years, but it's a Hashem. Okay. So, Kufayin and Tess, if Tess, Loilam Yarcha Gadam Es Arvus, a person should distance himself from Arvus, from co-signing, not co-signing, guaranteeing loans, Umen Epikdoinis, and also from watching things for people. The Choma, the Esher, as much as you can, stay away from it. Which is interesting because you might, the reason is you might take a loss. So it's a risky thing to do. But Lamaise, isn't that what Chesed is? Chesed is taking that risk on behalf of others. So I don't clearly understand that. Okay, Yud. Let's say somebody has a shtar, he has a shtar on a person that he's owed money, but the shtar is starting, the writing is starting to wear out. So they're going to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will rewrite him a shtar, or they'll give him some sort of certificate certifying the shtar. Let's say you have a shtar that was paid up. You're not allowed to leave that in your house. You shouldn't leave something that can make a mistake in your house. So if you're going to leave this shtar in your house, so then you might end up collecting on the loan a second time, which would not be good. You'd pay is commercial totally zorbishmiras because in the same way you have to be careful. That if you're watching something with somebody, you gotta make sure that it doesn't get ruined. Mashkin, you also have to be very careful if you're watching a mashkin, meaning you lend somebody money and he gave you a watch, for example, to hold on to. You have to be very careful to watch that watch, right? Carefully. As if you're a paid watchman on the mashkin, and therefore you're going to be responsible. Either whether it's if it's going to get stolen, you're responsible for that. Just like somebody who's watching an item is not allowed to hand to become anybody else to watch it. So to the malva is not allowed to leave the mashkin in somebody else's hands, or the mashkin, or to give the mashkin as a different mashkin to somebody else without the consent, the express consent of, it doesn't have to be written necessarily, of the original owner. Right? So there's no giving. Basically, you have to be very careful with that mashkin. Don't think just because you lent the guy money, and he gave you a mashkin, that it's really your mashkin. It's not. So let's say somebody lends his friend on a mashkin, right? Mashkin. And the deal was that if he doesn't pay back by a certain amount of time, then the mashkin goes to the lender, right? And choludloi means it's locked in. Yeah. So then yizara, then make sure to tell him at the time of the loan, if you don't redeem it until Zman Ploini, from now, meaning you want it to be kind of him to be retroactive, right? But it's interesting because then, I mean, it's okay. Well, it's dependent on how you look at this. How you would look at this mashkin? Is it considered like it was sold? It was given instead of the loan? Okay, Yudal Mishu Yedeh Shechayev L'Chaverim. Let's say somebody knows that he's chayev his friend money. And his friend tells him, Vaday, he says to him, Vaday, I know for sure, Li Shain Khayavli, that I know you're not chayev. Meaning I go over to a fellow and say, I owe you money. The guy says, I'm telling you don't owe me money. Right? And he insists, Potter, you don't have to pay it to him, Share Mochalai, because clearly he is being Moichalim. The interesting thing is though, Shulchan Aruch says that if the guy changes his mind and says, "Oh, I found in my records that you taka do, you do owe me money. You're not mechuyev to give it to him because he was already moichel." Tetvav. Let's say the lender decides to go pay back to the, I'm sorry, the borrower decides to go pay back to the lender through a third party, through a shliach. So at what point is considered paid back? When immediately when the money is handed over to shliach, he is zaycha on this money on behalf of the malva. And when the loive regrets it and he wants to take the money back from the shliach and then he'll pay him back later, also he's not allowed to do that. Because that is not with the das of the lender. Meaning, once he gave it over to the shliach, then it's as if it's already in the lender's hands. And it's also for the shliach to give it back to the borrower. Okay, then it's kuf. Now we're up to kuf pay. So shmitas ksafim is basically at the end of shmita. Most rishonim say it's at the end of shmita. Some say it's the beginning of shmita. Any loans that are due then get wiped clean. That's it's called shmitas ksafim, right? Which is means shmita means to take a break. So not only does land and Eretz Yisrael take a break, so all loans take a break, which is why we sign a prusba, which we'll discuss. So Aleph, Haskamas Reva Paiskim, the Shmita's Ksafim Negas Gamas Manazeh. It's the Haskama of most Paiskim that we do the Shmita's Ksafim even the Bismanazev Afila Bachutzlaritz, even not in Eretz Yisrael. Oilam Nagula Hakel, and people are noyak to be Megal, Kvar Hirishu Al Zois Gedoyla Yisrael have been already screaming about this, Zal, Uktsasmiam Tarchulamit Schus Al Minik Shasamura Ktsas Makilin. And some of them tried to justify why people don't do Shemitah's Ksafim anymore. If you want to be careful with mitzvahs, you have to go with the majority of the Paiskim, which is that we have Shemitah's Ksafim nowadays too. And specifically, you're allowed to, we have an easy way out, meaning it's understood why people didn't want to keep the dinim of Shemitah's Ksafim because then they lose out all their money. And then what would happen is people would stop lending when it comes near Shemitah. So it become a disaster for the economy, which is why Prusbul was created. But once you have a Prusbul, so then everybody should just sign a Prusbul and then you're keeping Shemitah. That's what the kids are saying. Like, what's the big deal to write a Prusbul? And then Veloyovil Deb said that nobody will come to a loss. Shnasa Shemitah is a Bishnas Tof Resh Lamed Hey. CM Yirtzah Shem Bishnas Tof Resh Mem Beis. That is 1882. Right, so it's a long time ago. Base Shvius Mishametus is called Mal is called Malva. Shvius Shmita wipes out any loan, Bein Bel Mal Peh, whether it's an oral loan with no shtar, Bein Bel Shtar, whether it's a shtar of Hilu Yishbach, Achrayis Nechasim, even if it's a shtar that says that his belongings are going to have Achrayis. Misha Nosan Lachaveri Mois Betoris Iska, and if somebody wants to give his friend money betaris iska, meaning they're lending money with like we call a heter iska, right? So heter iska is a financial thing. Shadin hu shechetzi malve v'chetzi pekodin. The din is that it's a half malve, half pekodin. Hachatzi shu malve mishametes. So the half that is the loan will end up having shmita on it. Hachatzi shu pekodin ain't a mishametes, and the half that's a pekodin is not going to be mishametes. So basically, like this, you have a. When you have a heteriscus, basically where heteriscus means heteriscus is the way you want to lend money with interest. So basically what you want to do is you want to make it as an investment. So he's going to get half the profit and he's going to get half of the pekodin of the deposit. So when you have a pekodin, so that will make it that there's not going to be any shmita. So Mela, half the loan shmita is going to wipe out. And half the loan Shmita is not going to wipe out. Okay. fine. If you lend your friend on a mashkin, it's not mashamet. Meaning, if you lend money to somebody and he gives a mashkin, then it's not considered like a real loan, like we saw in the last siman, because the loan is considered a little bit paid back. So Mamela, it's not considered a legit loan, and the Shemitah will not wipe it out. Vim Hilvo al Mashkin Karka. And if he lent him on the Mashkin, he lent him Karka, Meaning he lent him money and he said to him, if I don't pay you back, I'm going to give you my real estate. Then it's going to make a big difference in exactly how that works, which I'm not aware of all the differences. Okay, Dalet. Orev, Shapara Lamalva. If you have an Orev, it was a guarantor, and he already paid back the loan. And the guarantor is shot that if the borrower can't pay back, so this guy takes him over. So Orev Shapara Lamalva, and before the loiva pays back the Orev, Higia Shnas HaShmita, then Shmita came, Meshamed, then it wipes it out. And the Orev, meaning the Orev became the new lender. We gotta try and keep the cheshbon here. Malva lent to the lender. The lender didn't have money to pay back, so the guarantor paid back the lender. Now the borrower owes the guarantor. So that's considered a new loan, and if Shmita comes, he wipes it out, he wipes it clean, and he's fine. He's off the hook. Hey, Mishin is chayav l'chaver shvu'a al mamon. Let's say somebody's chayav a shvu'a al mamon. Like sometimes you got Bezin will make somebody make a shvu'a, swear that you don't owe him money. Shilo yamaydeloi ha'isa shvi'as mishamer mamon. Let's say if he would have been maydeh to him that he was chayav. I mean, let's say he admits, yeah, I taka owe you money. Okay, now he admits he owes him money, but now it's Shemitah. Okay, Shemitah wipes out the loan. And so he's supposed to make a shvu'a. So if a person's chayav to make a shvu'a, and if he wouldn't make the shvu'ah and he would admit, then shvius would wipe it out. So then mishamet is gam ken es shvu'ah. So then it's also mishamet the shvu'ah. That's meaning the shvu'ah, he doesn't have to make the shvu'ah either. Vav misha yichayev l'chaver mamon v'kofra. Let's say somebody's chayev money to his friend and he denies it. Vamdu l'din, and they brought him to Bezdin, is chayev, and he's chayev. V'kosuva Bezdin psakt him. And Bezdin writes a psak that he has to pay him. When it's a new lidei amalva, and they gave it to the malva, ain hashvius mishamata. Shvius is not mishamata because that's not a regular loan. That's a chiyuv that Bezdin gave him. So memela, chiyuv that Bezdin gave him that chiyuv. So then that's what he has to pay it back. Zayin amalva's chaver, right? Somebody lent money to his friend. His shvius, and he made a t'nai that shvius is not going to work. Okay, this is a little, it's a fine point here. The first point is that he lends him money and says, we're not doing the Shemitah thing. Afilo, even so, the Shvius wipes out the loan because you can't go against the Torah. You can't make a Tanai against the Torah. It's called a Masna Mashakosa Torah. You're never allowed to do that. Aval im hisne imoy, but if he makes a Tanai, meaning it's all about how you word it. If he makes a Tanai with him, Shaloyashmit hu chayiv zeh, he didn't say that there's no such thing as Shemitah. He said to him, our loan is not going to have any chiyuv. Even if the loan is actually done during Shemitah, Shemitah does not wipe it out. And if he writes in the shtar a loshen that it's not really a loan, but he's watching it for him, and it's also not mishamata because it's not your standard loan. Let's say you make a loan for many years. Let's say now I think we're almost in the third Shemitah cycle, I think. Third year of the Shemitah cycle, right? I think. And now you make a loan that's a 6 year loan. So the loan's not due till after Shemitah. So then Shemitah doesn't wipe it out. Shemitah is only wiping out loans that are due during Shemitah. It's not Mashamad, since he's not able to collect it before that. Okay, a little complicated. I hope it was semi-understandable, and everybody should have a fine night. Sorry about the delay.